So, this is something that happens a lot. I mean, just a bit too often with me when I'm in the middle of writing a story. I end up typing things that the character wouldn't say, in the context of the story, or just in the context of all existence. And let me tell you, that doesn't sound that crazy. Let me tell you why it's crazy. Some slash most of the stuff is just really, really dark. I mean, they're just thoughts, you know, they seem so harmless when you think of them. So you go, you know, maybe I'll just write this one out. Maybe something in it will be, you know, usable for the story that I'm working on. Because legitimately, that's where a lot of my stories come from, you know, they're just thoughts that over time are written down and then they form a character, and it all starts with the words. It all starts with the same, you know, paint, or what's the thing called? The thing you put the paint on? No, canvas. No, canvas is where you put the paint. You get the picture. Yeah, pastels. Yeah, a pastel set. So the problem with writing out all thoughts is that sometimes you stumble upon some stuff that you would never really say out loud as yourself, or even to yourself. Stuff you don't even believe. Stuff people get into trouble for saying on like Twitter and stuff. That stuff. But before you start writing these, I don't know, alternate thoughts, you know, things that are not from you, they're alternate use thoughts. You don't know they're going to just be that ridiculous. So you just type, and then you type. And then too often the typing happens on its own, and you just feel like you're letting something out. Something that no one else can ever read. But it feels great when you let it out. So you don't really see the harm in doing it every once in a while. I do it. I do it. Because it's only when you get this junk of gems out do you have more of the good stuff available to you for the story you're actually writing. I call this process the writer's detoxification, or type barfing, whichever one you prefer, whichever one sounds more sophisticated. And well, I wouldn't be telling you all of this if it didn't happen to me this week. So let me start at the beginning. Oh, by the way, my name's Laksh Datta. You're listening to Story Talking with Laksh, and this is episode 97. Almost there to 100. Very exciting. And I know the title makes it sound like you're, well, if you've never heard the show before, the title of my show makes it sound like you're story talking with me. But in reality, if you've heard more than one episode, it's more like story talking from Laksh, because I do most slash all of the talking here. So, coming back to the beginning. In the last two episodes of this show, 95 and 96, I talked you through this audio play that I'm writing called Dad, We Need to Talk. And in episode 95, which was called Navigating a Blank Map, the main focus was the concept creation and decision making with regards to the plot, the characters, and some of the scenes that I was going to write. In episode 96, which was the last one, called Putting the Meat on a Skeleton, I talked you through the actual dialogue writing process, what went down when I sat down and actually started making this story up. And since that last episode, which was just 5 days ago, I'm trying to get to 100 by my birthday, so you're going to get some episodes just too soon, and that's okay for me. You can save them up for later. Anyway, in the last 5 days since the last episode, I've only had like one free night to work on the story. And I think I mentioned that the last episode, I had written about 5,600 words total in that document where Dad, We Need to Talk, the draft was sitting. And in audio play speak, at least the scripts that I end up writing, that's almost 50 minutes already, and the story's not over. So instead of writing more, when I sat down, I decided that, you know what, I decided I need to put the story together before I can move on. And what I mean is that I basically start stitching the story together. So the first thing I do here is that I start a new document and I decide that this is going to be the neat document. I'm not just going to type stuff here that doesn't belong in a particular place. So I'm going to put scene one and then scene two and then scene three, blah, 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 just like that. And it all has to already make sense when it reaches this draft, well, this document. And here's where this process really helps me. Out of those 5,000 something words that I had written, they were just all over the place. None of them were really, some of them were just not even in scenes. During that initial writing process, which, you know, I did last week, I just kept writing and writing and writing. I don't edit. And if something fits in a particular scene, I put it there. If something doesn't fit anywhere, I just put it on this. I just write it at the bottom. And then all these things just start coming up. And that's how I've written this story. That's how I write almost everything. So then in this new document, I decided that, you know what? I'm going to be a reader and not a writer right now. So I would read scene one. And if I thought everything was ready, I'd copy it and I put it in this new document. Then I read scene two, I check if it's complete on its own, and then I check if it fits right after scene one. Do they just seamlessly go into one into another? Because remember, this is an audio play, it's just going to be nonstop talking, no time jumps here and there. So you're just going to hear two people conversing for the entire episode. So there really can't be location changes or anything. So the scenes literally have to seamlessly go from one to another. So I check that. And if scene two fits with scene one, then I copy it and then I paste it in the new document. And I repeat this over and over again for scene three. I did this for scene three, scene four, scene five, scene six, and then scene seven. And by this time, by the end of scene seven, I was already at about 4,500 words done. Now, remember, that's about 1,000 words that are still in the other document, which I haven't taken over yet. And that's because I don't have a scene eight. I mean, I have words, I have 1,000, I have all this content, but none of them belong in scene 8. I even have scenes 9 and 10, which technically are the ending scenes, and that's why scene 8 becomes really important. And I didn't even know that. I didn't know that until I started doing this process that I need a scene 8. I just thought I had 9 scenes, and then I read, you know, scene 7, and I realize scene 9 and 7 don't go well together. So I need a scene 8 that connects 7 to 9. And in a way, scene 8 is, if you think of there being a first, second, third act, then scene 8 is what binds the second act to the third act. So what did I do in that moment? I decided to just stop, and I stared at my screen for about 7 or 8 minutes. And then, without even thinking about it, I started a new document, and my fingers started typing. And when I read what they were typing, while they were still typing, I realized that what I was writing was not scene 8. It was no scene for this story at all. And that is when the detox began. What happened next was about 500 words of stuff that I can't even tell you. I'm afraid to read it myself because of how weird it is. It is weird. It is stuff that if my friends and I are having a conversation and this topic, like a topic comes up that we're like, oh, we'd never want to be caught people hearing us talk about this. Like you look around and you see if there's anyone around. Like, that's how ridiculous this conversation that I was writing was. And it was, yes, it was not between a father and a daughter, because I don't want you to think I was writing something really weird. It was a conversation between two friends. And I kept writing and I kept writing. And I literally wrote at the end of that thing that, what the hell is this? This doesn't look like anything I will ever publish. This doesn't look like anything I will ever let anyone read. And I'm definitely not putting my name on this. Like, why did I start writing this? And by asking that question, and this is where the detox became crucial to me and why I'm talking about it in this episode. If you thought this episode was about me continuing Dad, We Need to Talk. It's not, because this episode is about how something incredible came out of the detox. I kept writing, and then I finished writing. I did the whole I can never show this to anyone thing. And then I asked myself, then why did I write this? Why is this content in me right now? Why are these words coming out? And that's when I started writing down that as a question. What is this for? And then my hand started typing again, and I wrote in just one sentence the plot of the next episode of Play Me Life that I'm going to write, which is going to be another audio play. And this one's going to be, I mean, of course, it's going to be different than anything I've written so far. Right now, the episode, I can tell you the title. It's called, well, it might be called a subconscious uncoupling. So I don't know if that gives you any hint, but it's going to have four characters, two guys, two girls. I'm thinking of making them teenagers, like 17, 18, high school, 12th grade or something, 11, 12th grade. I'm not sure yet. I have no idea. But I know that I would not have come up with this next idea if I hadn't done the detox. And this is something that has happened a too many times with me, where I'm in the middle of writing a story, and as much as I want to write that story, something else wants to come out. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it can be explained, but if I have to think about this, that feeling, it's like I would imagine painters feel this, where you start a painting and you think you have a general idea of what the painting's going to be, but then you start painting something completely different. Do you switch canvases, or do you just turn the painting into this new thing? I don't know. But to me, I like switching the canvas. I like thinking that just because I'm in the zone, just because I'm in this moment where I want to write, doesn't mean that everything that's going to come out is going to be about the same thing. I can be writing two stories and not even know it until they fully make themselves, appear to me. They're like, oh, you know what, Lux, you're writing two separate things right now. So, in closing, I think that it's really important not to censor yourself or to even edit yourself while you're in this writing zone. I mean, your instinct might tell you that you're going off topic or none of it fits or any other word blocker excuse that you come up with. I think that you should just let it out and then figure out if it fits. And if it doesn't fit here, maybe it'll fit somewhere else. And if it doesn't fit anywhere, well, at least you got it out of your system. And now you can write the next thing without all this stuff in your head. This junk of gems is what I'm calling it. Maybe that should be the title of this episode, a junk of gems. But the writer's detox sounds a little bit, well, Google friendly. I don't know. Why would anyone look up the writer's detox? It's probably going to come up with something that you should drink. With that being said, this week's assignment, for you, as if I've ever really given you assignments before. I don't want new listeners to think I give assignments. I don't. But this week's assignment is to write the stuff you don't ever want anyone else to see. And then see what happens. And if you really want to, you can send it to me, and I swear I won't screenshot it and then tag you on social media by posting it. Thank you for listening to Story Talking with me, from me, to you, episode 97, just a few away from 100. I'll see you in the next one. And oh, I just remembered. I told you in the last one we're going to end the writing process of Dad, We Need to Talk in this one, and we didn't. But we will next week? Question mark.